You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My favourite sting means cool things are happening, and this is a very special one. On the line right now, we've got Don McGlashan. Kia ora, Don. How are you today?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm really good.
Hey, it's lovely to chat with you, and we're talking because we're getting finally a re-announce for the awesome tour that you've been putting on, setting up and organising despite the chaos of the world at the moment to celebrate Bright November Morning. And finally, we've got some new dates. So November the 5th is when we'll see you here in Tamaki Makaurau at the power station. You must be really looking forward to this now.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I feel that we've kind of booked this tour maybe two or three times, and hopefully this one won't be disrupted. But it's going to be great getting back together with the band and rehearsing and sharing these songs with everybody.
It's quite the band that you've got set up here as well. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be coming along for the ride, Don.
Shane P. Carter playing guitar and posing. He's got some great poses. I think he may be working on some new ones for this particular tour.
Excellent.
James Duncan, wonderful bass player, and also going to do some keyboards, and the inimitable Chris O'Connor playing drums, and then as a kind of utility player playing a few different instruments and doing backing vocals, we're very lucky to have Anita Clark.
Oh, that's so special. What a great band. You've worked with a lot of these people many, many times before, and you have had many people contribute to Bright November Morning. I think last time we spoke, we talked a little bit about how you had the Beths run in and do some surprise backing vocals on one of the tracks, and it seems like it's been a really special process creating this album.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And, I mean, you always love the latest album. I mean, and if you don't, there's something wrong.
But yeah.
this one particularly, because some of it was written during various lockdowns, and then we had that wonderful kind of window of time where we could go out and play to people when the rest of the world was locked down. So we took advantage of that, and we hadn't recorded the record yet, but we travelled around the country with the band playing all the songs that had been written at that point, and just learning about how they talk to each other, and learning how what the audience reaction was like, just sort of seeing, dropping them into a room and seeing what happened.
Yeah.
And then we recorded, and we took that energy from that all those gigs into Ben Edwards's studio down in Littleton.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed down there for a few weeks and recorded, and then I was so excited by that whole process that I wrote a whole bunch of new songs, and they ended up on the record too. So some of them were finished when I came back to Vancouver, which is where I am now, and borrowed a friend's garage and just sort of bashed away at a whole bunch of songs and finished them, and then sent drafts to the band back in Auckland. So yeah, the whole thing's been a really cool process.
Oh, that's so awesome. It's a really, all of your writing, Don, is very sort of world building, and it dives into these kind of big narratives and sometimes the small narratives of everydayness. But there's quite a lot of kind of almost identity searching on this record. There's a lot of kind of interactions you have with maybe this kind of concept of Pākehā-ness or something in that space. That's certainly how I've kind of come at it, I think, maybe thinking about it. It's a really interesting record that I think is going to be so special to see live. I wondered a wee bit about, you know, recording at Ben's studio in Littleton and writing in the lockdowns. There's something sort of maybe isolated in an interesting kind of stark way about those positions. Does that influence your writing, do you think?
Well, I have my own lockdown that I carry with me and have done all my life. I tend to, when I'm in writing mode, I tend to sort of shy away from people, and I write a lot of stuff where I'm observing. You know, I'm watching people, or I am watching people moving past, and I'm still. Mm. And I think that doesn't make that hasn't changed much. And that hasn't changed much with this record. The sense, I think, with the sense with this one of wanting to deal with wanting to get into some bigger landscapes, I suppose. Like I was felt able to write about, I felt able to finish things that I had never, I hadn't finished for quite a while, like the Shackleton song, which I kind of started when I was on a, I got a like a residency in Antarctica in 2012. And I sketched all these different things, and I did a gig at McMurdo Base.
Oh wow!
For all the Americans, and they didn't know me from a bar of soap, so they talked all the way through the gig. But and then I did one for the Kiwis at Scott Base, and it was fantastic. That was sort of my southernmost ever show.
Wow!
I came back with all these images and all these ideas about you know, being at the edge of human endurance and how you were thrown back on all of your basic skills, and I had a bunch of ideas about engineering and how engineers are more or less deities in a place like Antarctica, because you haven't got good design and you haven't got a good you haven't built your environment well, you're going to die. So and I guess I was sort of channeling my dad through that, because he was a civil engineer. And all these things were sort of swirling around, but then the knowledge that this band was going to be strapping on their gear and their guitars and playing, to really finish that song, because I knew that they could make that sort of expansive, powerful noise that the song needed.
My dad's also an engineer, and I'm sure he'll be very pleased to hear that particular take on the position of engineers there, Don. I think that's a really wonderful space that you've created for this album, and as you say, this band is the perfect band for really blowing it out into a sort of stadium-sized noise. I think it's going to be fantastic at the Power Station. I'm so looking forward to it. I reckon we should have a listen to Go Back In now. Thank you for speaking with us this morning, Don, and we'll see you on the road very soon.
Thanks for having me, Rachel.
Always a pleasure. Do you wanna go back in? That is Don McGlashan with Go Back In from Bright November Morning. It's going to be beautiful to see those shows finally be able to celebrate it in full big band glory. And the 5th of November is the date to stick in your calendar to go see Don and Big Band play at the Power Station. That's going to be a really great night.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.